How do you answer CEOs who ask, what are the odds it will happen this year?
I do get asked that question a lot. Well, let me clarify. We do have two bills, one in the House and one in the Senate. I think my board is meeting this week to sort of talk about 2020 and what are our priorities. I would say I can guess that our priority ultimately, I think, is we all share, is a holistic approach to
with all the things that Greg mentioned.
Exactly, okay. Right? Sort of rather than sort of one-off technology specific solutions, a holistic.
You're not going to leave Tom in the dust.
No, man. This is the future of how we're going to power our nation right here in front of you. We have storage just right here. And so no, it's not my versus you. It is a holistic look at how we power our entire economy. I think that's probably unrealistic by the end of the year, but it certainly is kind of the framework, I think, where we have so much commonality. Of course, we will be opportunistic and try to figure out ways where we can continue to support the industry. What I say to every CEO who asks me is that I am not in the business of giving odds, but I can tell you sort of all of the work that we're doing and the conversations we're having. I would echo what my colleagues have said that I laughed when you said we were here last year. We're like, oh no, tax credits? Nah, we don't need that. The conversation has just changed so dramatically in Washington, and it's not about tax credits. It's about how do we solve the climate crisis that we're facing, and what tools do we have at our disposal? And so all of the arguments, all of the conversations we had in 2019 was about here is a suite of solutions that are right before you. Most of him, sort of the construct has already been established. We know how production tax credits work. We know how investment tax credits work. And so until you figure out this holistic approach, at least extend what's working. I think Tom and I say this all the time. We don't have to innovate our way out of this crisis. We have the tools necessary. Let's just make more opportunity to utilize
them. Let me come back to Tom and Greg, because I want to pin down these three and see if we can get some odds. Business people need odds. But Abby, what were you asking for the 30%, 5 additional years?
That is what is in the bills that were introduced, 5 years at 30%.
Okay, and it seems unrealistic that this whole package would clear this year during an election year. So if you have a shot at getting an extension of the 30% tax credit, would it be retroactive to the start of the year? What's the ask?
I think the ask is still being refined, given that we've now jumped into 2020 and are at 26%. So we're in deep conversations with our companies. It's sort of the point you made on the slide about anticipating potential different outcomes. We want to hear from our companies.
Okay.
What's
Tom,
most helpful.
Tom Kiernan, if solar gets an extension, will wind be looking for the same 60%?
Let me back up half a step, and I'll get to your question. But first, we are stepping back beginning of this year and looking very much, as Abby said, for more of a holistic solution. Now, I'm not particularly optimistic, but we are going to be up on the Hill talking about bills like Senator Wyden's tech-neutral approach that does kind of, it's based on carbon, but across the board lifts all clean energy technologies. So we're going to be pushing on that front while we're not particularly optimistic on that or other carbon legislation or on the credits. This year is a really important, and a colleague of mine uses this term, dress rehearsal. This is a run and start. You're going to see a lot of bills on the Democratic side, on the Republican side, as everybody starts figuring out what likely could move seriously the following year. So while a lot may not get passed this year, really important for next year. So that's our goal, is something like a tech-neutral approach. If that's not possible, and if something on tax credits starts gaining momentum, yes, we will be in there because we feel strongly on parity. We do want a level playing field on the clean energy front going forward, very much including offshore and storage and onshore, maybe even putting wind in the ITC. If not, it's a PTC extension.
Greg Whetstone, do you think nothing will happen before December, and what odds do you give an extension of these two tax credits?
I don't necessarily think that. The question is, will there be action on tax matters before the end of the year? I think if there is a vehicle moving, you'll see some engagement around these clean energy issues. We're particularly focused on energy storage, which we believe should, as Abby referenced, have a tax incentive on its own, whether it is specifically located at a solar project or, for that matter, a wind project or not, so even freestanding. Obviously, we want to get to very high levels of renewable penetration. We need advanced grid technologies like storage to get there. So that's a priority. We got to start making headway now with the grid to be ready.
But is any of this realistic this year?
Well, it just might be. And
how do you see it unfolding?
Well, if there's an opportunity, for example, in May around some sort of health care extension, we'll be looking at that.
Okay.
You referenced December. That would be the classic scenario for Congress meeting lame duck after the election. The dynamics in a lame duck Congress will depend what happens in the election. So it's hard to predict. But if it's a good year for renewable advocates, you might see the dynamic shift dramatically, and suddenly there's a desire to get something done. I think the technology neutral credit that Tom and Abby have both in different ways referenced has tremendous advantages. One, it could actually take care of storage right there as part of it. But more than that, it brings the technologies together, makes us inherently more united in our advocacy. And that's a good thing. I think we don't want to be divided and see our advocacy made less effective.
You're preaching to the choir here on
right.
this. Let me change the topic just a little bit. Last week was Davos, and it seemed like we've reached a tipping point both for the business community and world leaders on climate change, more so than ever before. Have we